several, I must thank you all for bringing me in this new temple, because when I first came, my ambition was to start temple here in New York, and I was seeking the opportunity living in the 72nd Street. There was a house, very small house, one third of the space, 25 feet by 100 feet. So they wanted $100,000. So I wrote one rich friend in India, industrialist, perhaps you know him, that Kanpur wala, Padampad Singhani. So he agreed to pay me. But the government did not allow. The Indian government did not allow to transfer money from India to here. Then I approached the Salvation Army, the chief man. I offered him that you are spending money in India, so I have got a friend, he will pay you, you pay me here. So he asked me, what is the rate you want to pay me? So I told him, the present rate is $5, 5 rupees per dollar. So he remained silent. That means he wanted more. In this way, I had no place for to speak of temple. I had no residential place in. So in that condition, I was thinking of returning back to India. So the shipping company, I was practically every week I was going. There is a long history that I came here with a determination to start a temple in New York first. But at that time, 10 years before 1965, it was not possible. But by the grace of Krishna, by grace of my Guru Maharaj, we have got this place. So I must thank you very much for organizing this temple. Actually, in this line of Krishna consciousness, two things are very important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in his teaching to Rupa Goswami, "Ei rupe brahmanam promite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bi." We are loitering throughout the whole universe. This is conditional stage of our materialistic life. And you are simply suffering. People are kept into ignorance without knowing the aim of life, how we are suffering in this materialistic way of life. They are so dull-brained that Krishna says personally that here the real problem is janma-mrityu-jara-vyadhi dukkha-dosa-anudarsanam. You are simply busy with some petty problems, but they are not problems. Real problem is janma-mrityu-jara-vyadhi. Why we are eternal living entities, Why we should be subjected to birth, death, old age and disease repeatedly? This is real problem. Unfortunately, there is no such education all over the world to deal with the real problem. They are simply tackling some temporary problem and spoiling the human form of life to solve these petty problems and creating a situation for the next life which may not be very good, because this material world is matsarata. Matsarata means envious. I am envious of you, you are envious of me. This is material life. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that this Krishna consciousness is not for the people who are envious. Dharma prochita kaitavotra paramanima saranam satana bhastavavastu vedam matra. Why enviousness? You are human being, I am human being. Why we should be envious of one another? This is artificial. There is no need of it. But we are put into certain condition that we have to become envious by nature and so on. So this materialistic way of life is full of enviousness, rivalry, competition, then birth, death, old age, disease, threefold miseries, adhyati, adhibhoti, miseries from mind, from the body, from others, from living entities, natural disturbance, and we are trying to be happy here. This is called foolishness. It is not possible. Dukkhalayam asasana. The creator of this world says that this place is for suffering, dukkhalayam, and asasadam. That is also temporary. You may think, never mind, I am American, we have got big buildings and big roads and cars. Never mind, it is dukkhalayam, I shall remain here. No, sir, you cannot remain asasata. You have to leave this place. Even if you make compromise that, never mind, I am happy now, to my estimation, the answer is dukkhalayam asasata. You cannot make a permanent settlement. That is not possible. Then what? Bhunjanti, what is that? Purusha prakritistha bhunti prakritijana guna. We are placed in this material condition and we are obliged to contact the three types of material modes of nature, and according to the infection we suffer, actually we suffer, but sometimes there is a little so-called happiness. In this way we are loitering within this universe, sometimes in the upper planetary system, sometimes lower planetary system, sometimes as human being, sometimes as demigod, or sometimes as cats, dogs, trees. This is our position. And we are manufacturing our position. Karanam guna sanga asya sadasa joni janmasu. So we are completely under the clutches of material nature, and this is going on. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, Eirupe brahmanno bhramite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripaya paye bhakti lata bi. In this way we are loitering throughout the whole universe, in different planetary system, in different species of life, in different countries, different according to brahmanno bhramite. Brahmanno means within the universe. They are trying to go to the upper planetary system, and they can go. There is no difficulty. Janti deva brata deiman pitrin janti. But you have to properly prepare. Not that because you have got one Sputnik or aeroplane, you can go by force. That is not possible. This is all rascalism. This is not possible. But you can go. If you prepare yourself, you can go even back to home, back to Godhead. Madhyajino pi janti ma. So there is every possibility. Now, this is the crucial point of human form of life. We can go in the higher planetary system, we can go in the lower planetary system, we can stay where we are, or even if we like, we can go back. So, the intelligent person should know what are the different situations, different life. They do not know. The other day, our Dr. Sarudamudha was speaking that whatever scientific improvement or educational improvement they have made, two things are wanting. They do not know what are these different planets in the sky. They do not know. They are simply imagining. They are trying to go to this moon planet, Mars planet. That is also not possible. Even if you go one or two planets, there are millions of planets. What do you know about it? There is no knowledge. And another knowledge, they do not know what is the problems of life. Two things they are like. And we are dealing with these two things. The problem of life is that we are bereft, we are away from Krishna consciousness, that we are suffering. If you take to Krishna consciousness, then the whole problem is solved. And so far, planetary system is considered. So Krishna is giving you opportunity wherever you like can go. But the intelligent person will select madhyajino pi janti ma. Those who are Krishna conscious, they come to me. So what is the difference between these two? Even if I go to the moon planet or Mars planet or is Brahma Loka, Krishna says, Abrahma Bhavana Lokan Punaravartin Arjuna. You can go to the Brahma Loka, but Kine Punne Punomatta Lokam Visanti. You'll have to come back again. And Krishna also says, Jadagatyana Nivartanti Taddhamam Paramam. Madhyajino pi janti ma. So you have got this opportunity, Krishna consciousness. Everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, what is what. Do not lose this opportunity. Do not be foolish, misled by so-called scientists or philosophers or politicians. Take to Krishna consciousness. And that is possible only Guru Krishna Kripa. By the mercy of Guru and by the mercy of Krishna, you can achieve all success. This is the secret. Jasya devi parabhakti jatha devi tatha guru tasaite patita jatha prakashantya. So, this Guru Puja, which we are doing, it is not self-aggrandizement, it is real teaching. You sing daily. What is that? Guru Mukha Padma Vakka. Arana Kariya Mantra. Bas, this is what it is. I tell you, practice. What my little success is there in this Krishna consciousness moment, I simply believe what was spoken by my Guru Maharaj. You also continue that. Then every success will come. Thank you very much.